Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, that light.
Yeah, let's go, Bobby. I'm ready.
Right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie's back.
Chris McMichael.
Sports Radio.
McMonagle here with you on this Wednesday morning. Right here on The Fan, I got you for 3 hours as we take you to the warm-up show. Fleegs on the other side and taking your calls at 888-808-1019 on this glorious New York baseball Wednesday morning. And boy, do we need it. We needed it. Met fans, you needed it. We're going to start there, obviously. We'll get to the Jackson Dart news. Did a lot on it yesterday. Kind of had an idea it was coming. I don't love it, but we're beyond that. He's the new quarterback of the New York Giants, and we will spend plenty of time on it between now and 5 o'clock. But we got to start with the baseball. We'll even get to the Yankees. But last to have clinched a playoff spot, always the great night of watching your team soak up the champagne and have it in their eyes and do the interviews. We'll get to that, but, I mean, that's just a great night. It just is as a fan because it's... You ride along with these baseball teams. This is why I love baseball, man. It's why I'm a baseball guy. Baseball's my number one. You ride along with this team every single night. Every night. They play every night. You are with them for 6 months. The ups, the downs, the frustrations from both these teams. Right? Yankees are in a better spot. They've already clinched. Mets still need to play well over the next five games. But, like, whatever, like... Ups and downs, miserable stretches, great stretches, times you think they can't beat anybody, times they can't lose. It just, you know, throughout the whole year, the summer, out by the pool, whatever, like you're with them every single day. So when you get a chance to celebrate, you take it. And last night, there was no champagne necessarily spilled in Chicago, but it was a night for celebration on some level. Nothing is done yet. The Mets still have to play well. They have five games left, and they have it back. Control of their destiny is back with the New York Mets. And the question is, can this be it? Can this finally be the moment, the game, the signature moment that this team can build off of? And yeah, it comes with five games left, but there's an opportunity still to be had to make it that signature win, to make it that signature game, because there have been moments throughout this year, right? The big winning streak off of the David Wright day where you thought, okay, they found themselves, and then boom, right back into the toilet. There have been moments where you thought this team was going to do what we all expected it to do and find a way to be, at the very minimum, one of the six playoff teams that will enter the postseason for the National League, at the bare minimum, if not a dominant baseball team. And last night, to go through the gamut of emotions and the just the ups and downs, it was the Mets season in one evening. It was a baseball season in one game. As we're watching it, we're getting pumped for it. You know what's going on in Pittsburgh. I tweeted it out, 4-0 Pittsburgh before the game even gets started. Did I say in Pittsburgh? I think it's in Cincinnati. It doesn't matter. You get it. Cincinnati versus Pittsburgh. It's 4-0 where we're scoreboard watching. The Mets get off to a start that has been their calling card really all of last year. And I remember doing a Saturday show talking about how I was frustrated that the Mets couldn't build any momentum off of Lindor's solo home runs. This is a huge six-game stretch to make sure they get into the postseason. They're tied for that final spot. They know they don't have the tiebreaker against Cincinnati. They have to be a game better with six to play. And in this important stretch against the Cubs, he leads off the game. The leader, the man who carried you to the postseason last year, leads off the game with a home run to set the tone. And when that happened, in that moment, I was supremely confident that the Mets were about to have a really big win. He hits that home run off a pitcher that's been as good as anybody, better than anybody, since the All-Star break. He's been dominant. You haven't seen the likes of it. I think they put up a thing, 1933 was the last time someone has had an ERA this low for an entire second half, as Horton's been dominant. You get that solo home run, and you just feel like they needed that. They needed that moment just to settle in. And you felt like, all right, that's a big tone setter. It's already 4-0 Pittsburgh in the Cincinnati game, and away we go. And then David Peterson comes and craps all over it, as he was awful in this game. And he's continues to be awful since, you know, the beginning of August. He is now unpitchable. And we will find out what happens here, because, and we'll have a discussion on this as we go through at 888-808-1019. What do the Mets do from here? Because obviously last night's a great win. They need more. They're not done with last night. What does this rotation look like moving forward? Can you pitch Peterson again? Do you put him in the bullpen? In any of these big games, can you see Peterson on the mound at all? Who pitches Sunday now for the New York Mets? How do they establish this rotation? Forget once they get in, if they get in. What do they do now for the next five games? You know, as we'll see Tong, we'll see McClain, who's been moved up. But the back end of that Miami series, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do. Because Peterson, again last night, is just absolutely brutal and can't get through the second inning. And he is just, I mean, you could just tell from the jump that this was not his night. I mean, you could tell from the jump that this was going to be an issue for Peterson, as he gives up two in the first, three in the second. And it just was so demoralizing to fall behind 5-1 after that home run. And you figured here are the Mets. They can't do anything right. They can't build off of anything. That home run is meaningless. A home run that last year would have guaranteed a victory. A home run from Lindor to lead off the game was the signature calling card of big wins for the Mets last year. And they're down 5-1 off of that home run. And you just figure, away. It doesn't matter what's going on in Cincinnati, because the Mets are incapable. The Mets are incapable. And then what really becomes, for me, the story of this game for the New York Mets is taking advantage. They took advantage of every break they got in this game. They took advantage in every moment when they had to get back into the game. You get Horton out of the game. I find out now that he's got a back issue. But in the moment, you figure, and they're just taking him out because it's, you know, they've clinched their spot. They're getting ready for the postseason. They don't want to throw him a lot of pitches. But he comes out, I guess, with a back issue. And right then and there, you're like, okay, look, now they've got a bullpen game. This pitcher's out of the game. You got to try and get back in it. And what do? They come through in the fifth inning, and they get an enormous error on what should have been an easy inning-ending double play to keep it 5-1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To keep it 6-1, rather, after the terrible defense, and we'll get to Juan Soto losing it in the outfield. We'll get to Jeff McNeil's horrendous throws. The second one, I put a little bit on Pete. I felt like he extended out with his leg and his glove too early in a direction he assumed the throw would come, and it wasn't all that far off the bag, but still not a great throw from McNeil. So you're watching a game where the starting pitcher, again, David Peterson, has absolutely nothing. Then the Mets kick the ball around, can't make a play in right field. McNeil's throwing the ball all over the place, leads to an extra run. You're down 6-1. The Mets have not come back from a 5-run deficit all year long. They have not won and still have not after trailing after 8, and they have not won all year when trailing by 5 runs. And they catch the break of all breaks with an easy ground ball double play that is botched by Dansby Swanson. And from that moment on, the Mets showed up and took advantage of every single opportunity they had. And that spins that entire inning around. You get the ground ball from Lindor that gives you the 1 run. You get the walk from Soto, and then Pete Alonso comes up with an opportunity to make it a 1-run game and hits an absolute missile off the ivy, and you're thinking, oh my God, this game should be down a run. Instead, now it's still only 6-3. I thought that ball was out off the bat. Oh, that's not enough. You're figuring like you're going to come up small in that, and even though you've now scored a couple and you feel better about it, it's still you were hoping for that big moment. And then the man who was miserable on Saturday and Sunday, the guy who could have given you a win with a fly ball on Saturday, Nimmo, who left a million runners on in the last 2 losses against Washington, comes through. They bring in the lefty to face him, and he hits what right now, I know Alvarez will get to the big at bat later, but that home run, that 3-run shot in that 5th inning to tie the game, that home run from Nimmo is the signature moment of the season right now. That was an enormous home run, and it was a high, majestic, off-the-bat-gone home run from Nimmo that absolutely changes this game. Everything else we'll get to, obviously, big home run from Alvarez, but that Nimmo home run off of Pete not going out, Pete hitting it off the top of the wall and feeling like, oh, man, you're going to come up just short. That moment would have changed the game. That moment gets them back in the game. 6-3, probably not good enough, but that moment, oh, man, if that one would just went over the fence. And instead, Nimmo erases that with a bomb of a home run that nobody, my man Fleegs on the other side, nobody saw coming from Nimmo, who's been a waste over the last week in every big spot. We're talking yesterday about changing the core. Does Nimmo have to be on this team anymore? And he comes through with an enormous home run to tie the game. An enormous home run. And then the bullpen comes in and pretty much does its job. Brazoban comes in right after Peterson and does a really good job, pitches more than Peterson, ends up giving up a run, right, just because of the errors from McNeil. But he came in and stabilized it. The bullpen did a really good job. You know, Rogers comes in, gives up a base hit to tie the game after you get the base hit from Lindor to give you the lead. That was kind of frustrating, and you're feeling like, well, now it's a tie game late. I don't know where else they're going in this bullpen. They bring in Brooks Raley. He strikes out PCA for a really big at-bat there. The bullpen comes in, it does its job, and then you get to the Alvarez home run. I mean, in that moment, to hit that bomb of a home run after having... Let's be honest now. We could talk a lot about Alvarez, and he has been just bad this year for the most part, to the point where he gets sent down. He's a tough son of a gun. He's dealt with a lot of injuries this year, no doubt. But he's been, you know, for lack of a better term, bad this year. Sent down earlier in the season. You know, a lot of people, you know, screaming for the backup because he throws out runners better and, you know, Alvarez isn't giving you enough offensively. Well, let's be fair here. We have seen him have big at-bats before in the past, and over the last couple games, he hits one out that gets taken back against Washington that would have tied the game in the ninth, and he hits an absolute missile here in the eighth to give you a two-run lead and set up bringing in the best closer in baseball this side of Chapman this year, one of the more reliable relievers in baseball in Diaz, to come in and give you a dominant two innings in the eighth and ninth where he strikes out five of the six batters he faces. That is an enormous win. That home run is an enormous home run to get it from a guy who has shown you the ability to come through clutch. And if not for an incredible defensive play, we're talking about in the last two games, late home runs to either tie or give you the lead. And look, there's issues with him. He's not great at throwing out runners. He had two stolen bases where it looked like he was more concerned with framing the pitch than attempting to throw out runners in the first inning. So, like, we get it. There are issues defensively and offensively. Well, it wasn't too long ago we were talking about him having the worst at-bat we've ever seen. So it comes and goes. And in this game, he hits into the double play that should have been and ends up breaking the game open and changing everything with the Dansby Swanson era. He had his fingerprints all over this game, and that home run was enormous. That is such a big clutch home run because you don't know where the bullpen's going. Right, you don't know what else you have there. If you can't get a lead there, you're probably not going to Diaz in the ninth, in the eighth, rather. You're not going to give him the opportunity. You're not going to make him throw two innings in a tie game. That home run changes the complexion of the eighth and ninth inning completely. Completely. The longer you go tied, the less likely it is the Mets pull off this victory. Just one of those signature wins by far. The best win of the season for the Mets. It's not even close. I can't even think of a second. Like, they've had some nice wins over the course of this season. That one is the first one where it's a major comeback. All the circumstances and everything set up for it. You know, how important it is, the last handful of games of the year. Everything about that game screams that should be the turning point of this season. And it sucks that it has to take place with only six games left, but that has to be the win. That has to be the win that leads you over the next five games to get into the postseason, and then anything can happen. If they fall on their face from this point on, after watching Cincinnati lose a game to Pittsburgh, the Diamondbacks did walk off the Dodgers, so they're not out of the picture yet. But right now, the Mets have it in control again. After all that we went through 2 days ago and losing that series to Washington and losing the ability to control their own destiny, it's back the next night. They can't relinquish it again. They have to go out there, and they're throwing two of their young studs over the next 2 days. They've got to figure out a way to get into the postseason. And you can't crap the bed after this win. This has got to be the signature moment. And I know Met fans, Fleegs was talking to me yesterday. I heard Met fans say it. It'll be just like the Mets to have a really nice series in Chicago and then blow it in Miami. That can't happen. And it's back. They have every opportunity. They don't need any help from anyone. And we're going to have to get into it at 888-808-1019, where they go with this rotation. If you're not pitching Peterson, which I don't know how you can, how do you manipulate this rotation down the stretch these last five games? Do you keep the piggyback of Manaea and Clay Holmes? Do you break it up? Senga, who threw a bullpen after a miserable start in the AAA and said he wasn't ready to come up, he's throwing a bullpen. Do you bring him up to start this game on Sunday? What do you do to get through the next five games? Because that win has to stick. That win has to stick. That's a huge performance from the New York Mets. To get off the deck like that and take advantage of every mishap, every mistake the Cubs gave you, the pitcher comes out of the game, the big double play that should have been was an error from Dansby Swanson, and it breaks. They come back and get five runs in that inning to tie the game. Like, the Alvarez home run, all of it. That has got to be the signature moment of the season. And hopefully it is. And then you get to the Yankees, and we'll get to them next at 888-808-1019. They clinch off a walk-off against the White Sox. Big moment for Caballero with the big hit. Volpe, two hits in the game, including the one in the ninth. And really, he's the reason the game is tied. He gets a big hit. Wells follows with a hit, and after the double play, he's at third, and he scores on the wild pitch. And then Caballero sends the Yankees home happy, celebration. And let me just say this again, because I want to make it clear, especially Yankee fans. Because I heard Keith again with the roller coaster. He's off the roller coaster. He's on the roller coaster. You're always on the roller coaster. Always. You don't get off. And let me just say this to Yankee fans. Appreciate last night. Enjoy last night. Like I said, you're with this team for 6 months. Don't get hung up on, it's only the wild card. Shouldn't be celebrating. This is too much. They still have stuff to do. All that matters is the World Series. We know that all that matters is the World Series. We know that. And I understand this team went through a miserable stretch. They had a 7-game division lead. They blew it. They were terrible through June and July. They made you want to gouge your eyes out. They came within this close, a half a game, of being in the position where the Mets were, where they were on the outside looking in to the postseason, which would have been inexcusable. But they have had the best record in baseball for the last month and a half. They're getting hot at the right time. And you have rode with this team all year long. They play 162, and we're there every night. And as much as they make you crazy, and as much as you might hate Brian Cashman or Aaron Boone or Hal Steinbrenner or everybody else where this fan base has become toxic and hates the team, I get it. They give you reasons to be frustrated with them. But don't not enjoy last night because you're mad. You don't think Aaron Boone will ever win anything. Or don't not enjoy last night because Brian Cashman's been here for 10 years too long, and if George were around, this whole thing would be different. Enjoy last night. Enjoy the idea this is the 60th time in this franchise's history, and let's get ready for a wild card series or a division series because the frauds are almost ready to blow it. We'll get to it. We'll get to it all, but enjoy last night. Enjoy the champagne. Enjoy watching your team celebrate. It's too long of a season not to. It's not easy, as the Mets are proving. And any chance you get to celebrate with your team and enjoy the champagne and watch them celebrate after watching them battle through 160 games here, enjoy it. Don't be the kind of fan that, oh, who cares? They'll blow it in the playoffs. I don't only care about championships. Great. Hang it in the banner. Clinch the third wild card in late September. Fantastic. Don't be that guy. Enjoy it. Because there was a moment where we weren't so sure we were going to get it. 888-808-1019. So a big night of baseball. We will get to Jackson Dart, the future and present quarterback of the New York Giants. The coach makes the switch. And I still don't know how I feel about it, but I did hear something on the fan today with the afternoon drive show that made me feel a little bit better about it. So we'll get to that. Obviously, we'll get to the Mets and Yankees, their positioning, what the Mets are going to do with this rotation moving down the stretch, and can the Yankees actually win this division with Max Fried on the mound later tonight against Chicago, while Boston, who took care of game one in Toronto, is throwing their ace, Garrett Crochet, against Max Scherzer later tonight. Could the Yankees find themselves tied in the division? And yes, Toronto has the advantage. We know that. They have the tiebreaker. But are we less than 24 hours away from seeing the Yankees and Blue Jays tied in this division? Very well could be. 888-808-1019. We'll get to Cleveland taking care of business in home against Detroit and their free fall. There is so much going on in baseball. This is the greatest time of year. Of course, I mean, our football teams are 0-3, but we got a quarterback change. We got playoff baseball practically last night in Chicago, and we got the Yankees clinching a playoff berth and getting ready to overtake the frauds. One hell of a Wednesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.